Hey fans, hello and good morning with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. This is Broncos TV on site. Another glorious day here in Denver after getting slammed with a winter storm on Wednesday. We're supposed to get snow again tomorrow night, I think. But today, it's going to be perfect for football. And for Week 16, it's the last game against an AFC North opponent, Gray. For the Browns, their last game against an AFC West opponent. And let's just go to what's at stake right now and the fact that there are playoff seedings still up for grabs. And it's pretty simple. Broncos win this week, Patriots lose, Broncos guaranteed a first round bye. But talking to the players this week, they didn't want to talk about that quite yet. All they're talking about were the Cleveland Browns and what they have to do to get ready to play today.
Well, exactly. And basically, quarterback Peyton Manning said what's been such a key part of this win streak, it's now nine games, has been focusing on each individual opponent and giving each opponent an equal amount of respect. And that's exactly what they're doing against the Browns. It's a team that's won, I believe, three of its last four. It's swept the AFC West to this point. They've beaten two playoff contending teams in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. So it's a team they know they need to focus on. And there's little improvements the team is looking for, whether it's keeping Knowshon Moreno going on the ground. In terms of scrimmage yards, I believe it's the past four in the since he's become a starter, he's only trailing Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson, and Adrian Peterson in yards from scrimmage. So that's a nice stat for Knowshon, and they want to keep that going today.
Yeah, three guys who have been or will be on Madden covers at some point, so that's pretty good for Knowshon. It's a great touchdown, nine straight wins, 10 ties the second longest streak in team history. But again, Broncos focused on the Browns. Here's Peyton Manning on why.
I mean, the only thing that's going to mean something to me is if we, you know, play well and get better this week and try to beat Cleveland. That's really all we're focused on. I think that's been the best thing we've done all year is approached every opponent the same, regardless of who the team was and where we were playing and what the situation was and what their record was. So that's the thing I've always believed in the month of December. Are you getting better? Are you making some strides every week? And we still have some things that we want to get better at. We feel like we need to get better at. And that's what we're trying to do this week. And usually if you get better, hopefully a lot of times some good things will follow. And so that's our goal, is to get better this week and to try to beat a good, Cleveland team.
That's Peyton Manning earlier this week at Dove Valley. And now to the Browns. Look, they have 16 rookies on this active roster, practically a third. That's a lot of young players. And two of those guys, well, they took them in the first round this year.
Well, like you said, Brandon Weeden at quarterback and Trent Richardson at running back are really the anchors of this offense as rookies. And the Browns have more rookie starts than any team in the league this year. But when you got guys that are talented like that, defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio said, young players with talent are still talented players. So it's not changing the way the Broncos are looking at this opponent.
You talk about a downhill runner, Trent Richardson, once he gets going, like a bowling ball, it takes a lot of guys to tackle. This team will get some good work trying to bring him to the ground. And Brandon Weeden, he's a rookie, sure, but he's 29 years old. He and Von Miller played each other back when they were in college. Here's Von on what he remembers from that matchup.
I remember him making all the passes that were necessary, in the OSU offense. And, Coach Gundy, he's pretty demanding of his quarterbacks over there. So he was making, big-time passes in college. So I know he can throw the ball. I know he can get it in those spots. So I think this weekend I definitely, boil down to third downs. What we've been banking on all season, getting off the ball, getting off the field on third down and just playing solid defense.
That's Von Miller from Dove Valley, and that'll do it for Broncos TV on site with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for checking it out today. Again, kickoff at 2:05 on CBS. Browns here in the building to face the Broncos. Should be gorgeous if you're coming out, and if you are, enjoy the game.